Mr. Wallace, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully well this Saturday morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, it's only Friday. I guess you're not the only one looking forward to the weekend.
You're absolutely right, and I said that the same thing to your assistant. Why I repeated it.
Well, don't worry about it. It seems like lately we've had you on so often. We appreciate your time, but there's so many important issues coming up, not only in education, but dealing with the Lansing School District. Dwight Rich Middle Schools is going to be the first to try a new administrative approach. You and I have talked about this a couple of times here on the program. Explain that to me.
Well, as you know, 3 years ago, we aggressively tackled what was considered one of the major issues, and that was improving student achievement, making adequate yearly progress at the high school level. We've had a measure of success at two of our sites over the last 2 years, but what we've realized is that if we don't address the middle years or our middle school, one, we will not be able to continue the same momentum to get us where we want to go. So as we've addressed some of the issues and we will continue at the high school, our efforts now are focused on a different delivery of administrative services at our middle schools. Dwight Rich gave us the opportunity because that administrative team took advantage of the early retirement. So it created an opportunity for us, and we took advantage of it by looking at a different administrative structure.
Well, critics say not having people in a building full-time is going to limit their effectiveness, and they're not going to get to know the staff, the students, the parents as well, because they're only going to be there on a part-time basis. And, of course, I want to give you the opportunity to address that.
Well, we have moved away from the typical principal in charge, assistant principals, relegated to discipline, and we're looking at a management team. That team should allay any fears that parents and staff have because the management of the site is not vested in any one or two individuals. But more specifically, you'll have a person in charge of oversight of that facility. You will indeed share a principal, that is a second person, between the feeder into Dwight Rich and Dwight Rich. And then you will have two other team members that will have responsibility, one for climate and culture, the second for student achievement. Add to that the inclusion of a security component to the management team and a counseling and guidance contribution. So you have an extended management team working together for the common good of that site. So it's decidedly different. If anything, you have significantly more resources at the management level than you've ever had at our middle school.
What will be the titles for these administrators and principals?
And it's strange you ask that. You notice that I avoided that. those are union positions. We are talking with the LASA unit in terms of what we call those positions, because what's currently in the contract is simply principal and assistant principal.
Okay.
So that discussion hopefully will result in how we name those positions consistent with our vision.
So you've eliminated that so-called tough assistant principal who deals with the discipline, and said the assistant principals will spend more time on activities to boost academic achievement for all students. Who's going to handle the disciplinary challenges that likely will come forward?
A team approach.
Okay.
A team approach, and you notice I inserted guidance and counseling which is very important because many of what typically is perceived as discipline can be solved through good discussion and through good counseling. So we're going to ramp up that area of responsibility because our focus is not to put kids out, but how do you keep kids in school and change behavior? What we know is that suspension, and I'm not a strong proponent of that, does nothing for student achievement, and it does not change behavior. So we've got to look at options that tend to change student behavior, and that begins with counseling.
Do you have the support of parent associations and the LSEA?
We have talked, and we believe that the parent, the district-wide parent advisory council is very supportive. We've not taken it to the school level and talked with parents yet, but that is within our plan.
And before we let you go, Mr. Wallace, a recent study came out that showed most of the states and most of mid-Michigan schools are faring well in teaching our kids. Eastern did not do so well in that, and we've talked about that a little bit already. As someone who has worked in that building at Eastern High School for 5 years, and though it's been, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years, I do know that when you have academic challenges there, those kids coming into that building, trying to turn that around is going to be a huge, huge challenge. And I wondered, is there a program where the kids are helped at the elementary level? We need to get to these kids and their parents and any support staffs to help get these kids on the right track academically, behaviorally, and anything else to do with the school program. Do you have anything going on which will help these kids at this younger age, so by the time they get to middle schools and high school, they will be more successful?
Absolutely. But Tony, if I could, let me address the Eastern situation because it's not as it may have appeared in print. Eastern has made, to our delight, substantial and improvement in every area across the board. Their math achievement of those students met all of the proficiency targets under No Child Left Behind. Their reading scores met all of the provisions of No Child. Their participation, where they fell short, and I'm still trying to get my arms around it, 0.25% toward the graduation rate. Now, so there's no academic deficiency. It is a standard under No Child Left Behind that, in my opinion, is somewhat unfair. How do you gauge, or has anyone ever heard of missing a target by 0.25% graduation rate? So that, you know, kind of went under the radar, and when you looked at Eastern, it gave the appearance that students were not doing well. The opposite is true. They did very well. We're very proud of Eastern. They stepped up to the plate. They met those challenges, but they did fall 0.25% short on the graduation rate.
But when you look at their test scores, when you look at the grades from that study as compared with many other area schools which scored A's and B's, if you will, that was their grading system, Eastern fell way behind. And I know you have your own target, but why would the targets be so different? Why wouldn't the students at Eastern fare as well as the ones in Williamston or Okemos or DeWitt or East Lansing?
They did on math and reading. They did not on the overall school report card grade. Two different types of assessments. If you measured math to math, they're there. Reading to reading, but the overall grade did not measure up to the typical high school grade on that Michigan report card.
And
that's factual. We have to address that.
And we're talking about the AYP report cards.
Yeah, that's right.
And we talked about this before. But I think it comes down to, and I don't know if it's real or not, but there's a perception that education is better in the suburbs than it is with the Lansing School District. And things like this feed into that, if you know what I mean, Mr. Wallace.
Well, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with you at all.
All right. I really thought you were going to have more to add about that.
Well, and I've always said that you know, the measurement and the comparisons of school districts, it's very difficult because there is a set of challenges in the Lansing School District, which we don't have time to enumerate, that are vastly different than those challenges in Williamston. And so when I look at any type of comparisons, I look at comparing apples to apples or like school districts. I look at comparing Lansing to Kalamazoo, a Battle Creek, a Saginaw, a Flint, districts that have like characteristics, like populations, like demographics. And so that's the apples to apples, and what you'll find with that comparison is that Lansing is on the top of that heap.
All right, Mr. Wallace, thank you so much. I got to get to a hard break here. Appreciate your time. Okay. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, Tony. Thanks.